A nun who was a history and geography teacher and headmaster in Calcutta, Mother Teresa was called to leave the convent to help the poorest of the poor and live with them. In 1950, she and her helpers established the Missionaries of Charity. She had this wisdom to share with all of us. There should be less talk. A preaching point is not a meeting point. What do you do then? Take a broom and clean someone's house. That says enough. The most effective way to teach anyone what we would like them to know is through behavior, not words. Often, endless hours are spent in conversation expressing our frustration about what it is that we find objectionable, and verbally exchanging insults and examples of what is so exasperating. The desired change does not materialize, and you still experience the anguish of being mistreated. Mother Teresa, the diminutive giant who worked daily in the streets of Calcutta seeing Jesus Christ in all of his distressing, as she put it, offers us some great wisdom in her briefly spoken advice. There should be less talk. There should be more action on your part. Words that are not backed by action become simply a preaching point and nothing more. If you want to make a point, you may need to create a meeting point with new and effective behavior. The old aphorism, I hear, I forget. I see, I remember. I do, I understand. Applies not only to what you want to learn, but also to how you wish to be treated. Obviously, you cannot learn how to swim by simply listening to the words of others or watching other people in the water. You must do it in order to know it. And the same concise logic applies to the folly of endlessly exchanging words as your only means of communication. Behavior is the most effective way to communicate with others in your life. My wife and I have always told our children about kindness to all creatures. Yet the most effective way of communicating this message comes with our own behavior. Perhaps the most telling example of this occurred on Maui when Marceline and one of our daughters discovered a tiny bird who had fallen from its nest. I recall my wife, who had many important family matters to attend to that day, taking that tiny bird in a shoebox and driving halfway around the island to a shelter which she had called, spending 4 hours in traffic and giving up her day for a little baby bird. She delivered the tiny creature to helping hands, and in so doing, a meeting point, a preaching point. All of our children, including myself, saw love for all creatures in action that day, and the lesson had more impact than any tirade on the subject. Mother Teresa was not a person you could call cruel or unerring. Her life was devoted to charity and helping the fortunate among us to have humane treatment. She seemed to know that the way to make this a reality was not to tell others about the importance of virtuous action, but to actually live it. It is not cruel to show with behavior that you will not condone those things you find objectionable. It may be the only way to effect change. Your words, while important, risk being forgotten if they are followed by action. People of action, those who make a difference in life, those whom we most admire, all seem to know the truth of the ancient wisdom, what you do speaks so loud, I can't hear what you say. Be a doer, and in the process, you will do more to teach others and to bring fulfillment into your life than all the words in the dictionary could ever convey. This program